Bavakama Perktes Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah and the following Mishnah are going to deal with a special parsha in the Torah that's an addendum to the issue that we've been dealing with up until now. Until now, we've been talking about somebody who steals from someone, robs someone, and he swears to the effect that he does not owe him the money, and then he admits his guilt. He's got to pay the principal a fifth, and then bring a korban asham. What happens, however, if the person you stole from dies, but he has no yorshim, he has no one to inherit him, and that's only the case. Everyone has some relative. The only person who doesn't have a relative is somebody who is a ger tzedek, a righteous convert, who is considered like a newborn child, and therefore doesn't have any relatives, unless, of course, he's had children after his gerus, after his conversion. But if he hasn't, then he doesn't have any relatives. And that's the scenario that the Mishnah is going to address. And the halacha is that the Torah says that the Karen and the Chomesh, the principal and the fifth, need to be given to the Kohanim that are that are doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash at that time. The Mishnah reads, HaGozel es HaGer, if somebody robs or steals from a convert, Vinish Balo, and he swore that he doesn't owe it to him. And then, of course, he admits it. But Vames, but the person dies. So he has no one to, and if the Ger has no relatives, so then he has no one to give the principal and penalty to. But HaReza Mishalem Karen V'chomesh LaKohanim. He gives the principal and the fifth to the Kohanim, who are serving the Beis HaMikdash in that Mishmar, in that group. V'asham LaMizbeach, and he, of course, gives the Karban Asham to the Mizbeach, to the altar, meaning to say that it's brought in as a carbon, as it normally would. Shenemar. This comes in the Pasuk and Bamidbar. Vim ein lo ish goel, if the person has no goel, he has no redeemer, he has no relative, lahashim, lahashiv ha'asham elav, to return the guilt to, ha'asham hamushav lahashem la'kohen. The asham, here the asham is not referring to the carbon, but rather to the principal and the fifth, that is returned to the Kohen. Milvad, aside from El HaKippurim HaShechaper Bo'alav, this is besides the ram that's brought for an atonement that will atone for him. In addition to the ram, he's got to bring, of course, the principal and the fifth, and that goes to the Kohen that is serving at that time. What happens, however, if he's bringing the payment, the monetary payment, and the carbon, and then the thief himself dies. He's bringing up to Yerushalayim the kesef to bring it to the Kohanim and the Karban, and he dies. So hakesef yinasin levanav. The money goes to the children, the inheritors of the thief. And the reason for that is because really what happened was when the ger, the victim, had died, since he had no relatives, really automatically the gazlan, the thief, has taken possession and ownership of the money that he normally was going to give him. However, the Torah came along and said that those monies need to be given to the Kohen in order to achieve kapara, in order to have an atonement. But now that the thief has died, so now that he kapara is irrelevant, atonement is irrelevant for him. Therefore, automatically the money defaults to his children, since really, in monetary law, he really already owned the money. It's just that he had to achieve kapara by giving it to the Kohanim, and kapara not being relevant, the money now goes to his children. However, the Mishnah continues, v'ha'asham, the asham, however, which is an asham that now was the asham that was designated for a man who is now dead, yira ad sheyistoyev, it needs to graze until it gets a moment, until it gets a blemish, v'yimacher, and at that point it has the blemish, it can be sold, v'yipalu dam of the nedava, and the monies that are when received for the sale of the blemished carbon can now go to a nedava. Nedava means it's given to a place in the Beis HaMikdash where we take monies and bring a carbon ola, ola offering in the Beis HaMikdash at a time that no other karbanos are being brought. The Kohanim would then take from those monies and bring those karbanos in order to keep the karbanos active on the Mizbeach, on the altar in the Beis HaMikdash.